Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
As we do every Monday morning at this time, though, we discuss business travel in our Business Traveler Report with Monique Swart. Monique Swart is the founder of the African Business Travel Association, and we discuss all global and African business traveling news and the latest trends within the industry. Today, Monique is talking to us about managing business traveling, or rather traveler anxieties in an era of global uncertainty. Monique, good morning to you.
Morning, Ebs. How are you?
Monique, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. But, you know, I'm bruised. Good. Just licking my wounds, you know, Springboks, point in case, but nothing to be said about it. Yeah, let's not go there. Nonetheless,
not even go there.
That's another anxiety altogether. But this morning to you listening at home, you own a business, you've got travelers that should be traveling on business, whether in Africa or around the rest of the world. Surely there are anxieties that come with it. The questions to ask this morning then is, how are you as a business supposed to be dealing with these? And Monique, just bringing it back to you, we've got, you know, terrorism. We've got global warming, all the weather that's causing havoc. And then we're talking about the possibly nuclear war, and we're still asking people to travel for our businesses.
You know what, Ebs? A lot of companies won't exist without travel. You know, you need to be trading, you need to be meeting people. And I think it's all about managing risk. You know, you can't live in a world where you're so afraid that you just become frozen, because then what's the point? So, you know, and it's like raising kids. There's so many things that could go wrong. If that's all we think about, you know, we wouldn't live our lives. So it's a case of recognizing that the risk is there, but finding ways to manage it as best as possible, and to try and deal with it, and trying to make sure that you aren't a victim of whatever it is that could go wrong.
And if we talk to this, though, Mon, certainly we're going to be, is it a question of me as a business sitting down with these people, or is there laws that we need to be having? Is there something that's written on paper to say that, you know, as a business, should it be a natural disaster? Should it be something of a terror attack? Should it be whatever it may be?
Yes.
Is this something that we are writing down that's new, or does this come standard with already the policies that we have in the business?
You know what, it's meant to come standard from a travel perspective. I think from a South Africa and even Africa perspective, we're a little bit behind the global curve on this. And it's really a case of, you know, no one's expecting anybody to be psychic, but if it was something that was out of your control, what did you do to get to that traveler and help them and get them out of the situation as quickly as you could? And you need to be able to answer that. And if it's just something that was within your control and you were negligent, and you put them in a hotel that, you know, is known to have whatever, drug dealers in the passages, and you didn't do your research, and something bad happened to them, you know, that's something you have to answer to. So, yes, as a business, you are absolutely responsible for your travelers from the minute they leave their home or the office on that business trip. And that's literally the minute they leave the office. So the transfer to the airport is something that you have to control as well. Until they're safely back home, they're traveling for business, they're under your care, and you need to make sure you've looked after them.
If you've just joining us in conversation, it's 10 minutes now to 5. Good morning to you. But we are chatting to Monique Swart, the founder of the African Business Travel Association, as we do every Monday at this time. And today we're talking about managing business travel anxieties in an era of global uncertainty. And certainly Monique is no stranger to traveling herself. I mean, Monique, what happens, though, to business travelers? You know, you are going to Nigeria and then you hear there was an attack in Nigeria. Yes, it was not. Say you're landing, you're going to be landing. I'm using Nigeria as an example. You're going to be going to Lagos, but there was an attack in one of the cities or the towns of Nigeria. What does that do to you, the individual that's traveling over there? And do you sort of have, as a business, someone who sits you down and sort of checks your mental status before you travel?
Yeah, I don't think that happens very often. I've actually just come back from a trip to Lagos, so that was a good example to use, Ebs. And I think it's really all about kind of preparation. And I think there are a lot of people that are quite anxious travelers. I think as South Africans, we're almost too hardy sometimes. And we kind of say, oh, it's fine, we'll be fine. But it's about preparation and just understanding where it is you're going. And I remember about 3 years ago, I was in Lagos on a trip, and my husband phoned me frantically and said, "Are you okay? There's been a bombing there." And I said, "No, I'm fine." I didn't actually know what he was talking about. And then I found out that, you know, a bomb had gone off in a market kind of 3 hours flight away from where I was. So it's kind of about just that level of education and understanding where you are in the world. And also, though, knowing that, to be honest, nowhere is safe anymore, you know. So to try and judge and say, well, you know, things usually happen here, but I'm going there, so I'm safe. You know, that's sadly, we've seen Paris, we've seen Stockholm, we've seen, you know, all over the place, things have gone wrong. So nowhere is particularly safe. And it's a tough job for travel managers to sit their travelers down and try and kind of prepare them. And the key thing for most people is to know that there's someone to phone if something goes wrong.
And so,
No, go.
I was just going to say, and so when you become a business manager, I need to make money, but I'm afraid, you know, for my people traveling, and my people are afraid of going out there. And I come to Monique Swart and I say, "Monique, you've been at this for quite a while. What do I do as a parting, you know, as parting advice?"
The first thing is to make sure that you're part of some kind of a notification system. So there's lots of companies out there that send notifications out about threats or potential threats or, you know, different things that you should know about different cities. So that will kind of give you the pre-advice that you need if something's happened before you guys actually travel. And then you need to do a contingency plan. If something goes wrong, this is who you phone. These are guys on the ground. Always try and have local guys on the ground that are there to help you, because it's difficult to help people remotely. And you have a plan in place. You know, if your wallet gets stolen, this is what you do. If your cell phone gets stolen, this is how you reach us. And just kind of look at the top five most common things that probably will happen or possibly could happen, and have some kind of a plan in place, and make sure that that traveler knows what the plan is and who to call. And generally speaking, if people know that there is a plan and there's someone to call, that anxiety is reduced tenfold.
Monique Swart, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Ed. Thanks. Have a good week.
As usual. Thank you so much, Monique Swart, the founder of the African Business Travel Association.